Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling numbers 516-418-5758. Let y'all ride after this mystery real quick.
Bitch, that's what it is.
That shit.
I like that song.
That
too,
shit
bro.
Takes you
that's
back,
classic,
don't it?
Bro.
I'm just saying, man. I started the show and I had to take it right back off because I just wanted to ride out to it.
I don't blame you,
it's still got a minute left in it, and I feel like still riding out to it.
Nah, we gotta get the show going. We'll play it again, though.
All right, man. That sounds
danger.
Good.
Danger!
Hey, you know, it's Women Crush Wednesday.
It is.
Man, I had mine picked out last week and forgot to tell you. I feel pressured to pick another one, but I'm going to tell you what.
You know what? In all fairness, you can, because I ain't got one.
You got one?
Nope.
Oh, you don't have one?
Don't
well,
have
you
one.
Got time.
Okay.
You got time.
Woman Crush Wednesday.
Hey, it's the Reverend Randy Show, broadcasting live from the Center State Studios here in Wildwood, Florida. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Our email is relloandrando@gmail.com, Facebook, Rel and Randy, as well as our Twitter and our IG. Today, we're going to be bringing you guys sports, going to be bringing you guys music, all news in both of those categories, as well as talking about abortion, for or against it, pros and cons of that, and also pros and cons of social media. We're going to pick up where we left off last episode. So, anyways, guys, yeah, we're gonna try to bring you the best damn show we can bring you today. So, hang in there with us.
Yep.
My boy's got a TRD.
Yes, I do.
Got a TRD.
And I'm ready. It's about
technological
to die.
Research device.
But we own it though.
We own it, cuz.
We own it.
Hey man, in honor of Mexican Monday.
One.
Man, talk about a
great move. All this song was going away immediately as soon as you hear that.
I always wondered why Mexican people were so fucking happy.
Yeah.
They just put on a little Mexican hat dance and everything goes away.
And all your troubles are washed away.
You know what, man?
I put a big smile on my face.
Did it?
Yeah. One more time.
One more time?
Well, no. Let's get to it. Come on. In a little bit. When I start getting down, crank it back up.
All right, cuz. I got you.
All right. What you've all been waiting for. Sports Talk with the Rel and Randy Show. Sports.
The Rel and Randy Show. Y'all ready for this? Okay.
All right. It is Sports Talk with the Rel and Randy Show. Anyway, in college football today, you got Clemson head coach Sweeney. I'm going to just say Sweeney.
Sweeney.
He signed a 6-year, $30 million deal.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
He did. This is kind of funny. So Nick Saban reported that the other coaches are using his age as a recruiting tool to get other to get athletes. Basically saying he's too damn old and that, you know, how
what
much
is long. Saying, like 65?
I don't know, but they're trying to say
he
like,
looks good for his age. I know that much.
But they're trying to use that as a recruiting tool, and apparently it might be working. I don't know, but he kind of made a slight fuss about it. Jim Harbaugh was complaining about the satellite they banned. They got the satellite camp banned. Mm-hmm. I don't really know too much detail about it, but they said he raised a bunch of sand and called the NCAA incompetent. So what I'm going to do is finish reading a little bit more about that, and I'm going to give y'all a little more in-depth about what that's all about. Miami, my school, not my school, but my team. It's my school. Fuck it.
That's
my
goddamn school.
Because they did good in basketball. We're doing damn good in baseball. The damn tennis team is doing damn good this year. We're just doing good all around out there. So I'm so pumped and excited about the football season.
As you should be.
Yes.
Go fuck it. Hey, you.
Go fucking Canes.
I'm a fucking Miami fan.
You better be, goddamn it.
Great fucking hand
anyway, so our spring game is this Saturday.
Hold on, bro. Real quick. I know exactly what was missing from that. Just saying. We needed a little enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Behind our fucking
especially
hand clap.
Especially
behind our
every time I hit it, bro, I see like a little cartoon. But anyway, our spring game is this weekend at 2:00. It is in Fort Lauderdale, so it's free. So any Canes fans that listen to the show today, or that's on Facebook Live with us,
Facebook Live, what's going on? What's cracking there, cousins?
It is going to be free. Drive on down. I'm planning on doing it.
Put
really
you
ride
with
to.
Us, man.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I'm going to bring my baby because she says she want to go see the Canes play. I think she's just talking. But, you know, I'm a dad, so I appreciate it. So, my Canes are going to be playing this Saturday, spring game. Check it out. More sports in the basketball. Playoff starts April 16th through May 1st. That's the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
The Warriors tonight are going for number 73. They're going to break history. They're playing the Memphis Grizzlies, who they beat by like 50, I think, earlier this year. I think it was 50. I'm not sure. I think it was 50, though. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, Matt Barnes was saying that.
That bitch is pretty, ain't she?
100%.
Listen, I'm telling you what. Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
It's a crotch party right up
oh,
in here.
Stop
Why
it.
Don't you lick on this big joint?
Stop it, Dale. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm telling you what, buddy. She can get the business.
Miley?
She can. And I'm going to just disclose it right now. That's my Women Crush Wednesday. And I know all the haters. No, that's just mine.
I know, but I thought we were going to do it together because I don't have mine yet.
We will. We'll redo it together. Just pretend like that shit never happened.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Anyway. Warriors play tonight. They play Memphis. Matt Barnes said they're going to keep history from happening, which doesn't fucking matter. I mean, Jesus Christ. But
do you honestly think they have a chance to beat the Warriors on a mission to do his? Now, they've made it this far. You know they've been talking about rest this guy, do this and that. They made it this far. You think they're going to honestly rest? They're going to treat this game like a playoff game.
And
they should, too. You know why? Because they're going to segue right into the playoffs on a high.
Yep.
They're going to come through history when the Bulls did it,
yep.
they got their 72. They went to the fucking playoffs, and guess what they did? They won the fucking finals.
Yep.
They won the goddamn championship.
Not only that, they have the MVP on their team.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Yeah, he's going to win two MVPs back-to-back, and probably they're going to win the finals. I don't see nobody beating them, honestly, except the Spurs. Spurs, they're the only team in the West that has an actual chance to really mess them up, and I still don't give the Spurs that much. But they're not anyone to fuck around with.
Who is?
I don't know. Kate, somebody.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What else I got? NFL. Josh Gordon.
Suspended?
Yeah, he tried to appeal it. They said no. He's been suspended. He's been suspended by more times than any player in the NFL, within a certain span of time or some shit like that.
Katie Austin? Ooh, shitsky.
I need to see more.
Okay.
Because you show me, you can like do G shit, show me like a lot of half naked women. I'm be like, man. But I need to see her with some clothes on so I can really make her my woman crush.
She takes one look at me and she goes, oh my God. I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf. And she grabs me by the wing. Shut the fuck up!
Exactly.
She grabs me by the wiener. I love this shit.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, the old bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I need to see. Some more Kate Austin.
Right.
Anyway, that's all I got for sports.
It's the Ramon Randy Show, broadcasting live from the Center State Studios here in Wildwood, Florida. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Email is relonrando@gmail.com. Facebook is Rel and Randy. And all of those have the letter N, RELLNRANDO for our email, and then RELLNRANDY for our Facebook, Twitter, and IG. Hit us up on that, but right now we're going to take a quick musical break. It's going to be Fuck You Back to Sleep by Chris Brown. Pretty decent song.
Yep.
I like it. Check it out.
Let me ride. Set you back to me, girl. Don't say a word, no. Chris Breezy, man.
That was legit.
I'm telling you what, man, that dude.
Him and Tyga has an album out, and it's old.
God bless you, man.
Man.
If you ain't eating, you're sneezing.
Jesus. Anyway, him and Tyga has an album out, and a lot of the songs in there are kind of like some fucking music, but it was pretty legit, though.
Did you know Tyga has a Lambo that's getting repossessed?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
I'm just saying. I really don't care either.
That sucks.
Yeah. So obviously that album didn't do too good.
Nah, I don't think it did. But you should check it out, though. It's pretty legit. I can't think of the number right now, but it's pretty good. That song was Chris Brown, Fuck You Back to Sleep. You're listening to the Rel and Randy Show. Blog Talk Radio 4/ Rel and Randy. If you guys are not, if you guys on Facebook are listening on the show through Facebook, we want you guys to also log into the website, blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy.
Help us out.
Help us out. Click follow. I haven't been getting any alerts and knowing that people is doing it or not.
Me either, man. I haven't got one alert in a long time. So it's been like 2 weeks since I've gotten. We had 1 week when 12 people joined.
Yeah.
And then we had 46 listeners at one point in time on one show, live listeners.
That's pretty legit.
And then from then the numbers have just kind of
declined.
So you know what it is. People have tuned in and they've been like, these guys are fucking horseshit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Horseshit. Like I told you, people should be able to tune into this show the next day, go to work, and be the man. Know exactly what to talk about. Know exactly what to tell. You know, like to fill the day. You know, obviously you got your work conversation. Hey, Peter, go ahead and lay that brick down over there. And we're gonna dig the hole for the landscaping here. And hey, did you hear about the Warriors going for the 73rd win? Do you know if they won that or not? You know what I'm saying? No.
Right.
It's like, damn, man, that guy over there talking to Peter, he's the shit. I don't know where he gets his info from, but they should be able to tune in and get that. But I'm gonna tell you what, they probably have been better off to go to the fucking salon and talk to the fucking women in there after our fucking previous shows of this season.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that bad, bro.
No. You're talking like you're fucking suffering from heat exhaustion right now. These shows will suck some major cockage right now. I'm saying, like, as of late, we need to step it up. That's all I'm saying. All
right, I agree with
and
you.
And if we step it up, you guys got to step it up. Come on, get to www.blogtalkradio.com/Rel and Randy. Sign up, but don't cost a goddamn dime. You're going to be happy in the end of the day because you're helping your boy out. You have that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm
hey,
finally looking for a woman crush Wednesday, and I'm pretty thoroughly impressed right now.
Oh, who you got?
I don't know,
damn.
But I looked up the
yeesh, that bitch is B.A. Dizzle.
Yeah, I looked up the 25 hottest women on social media or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Instagram models, and these girls,
yeah,
man,
I eat you, wow, amigo.
Yes.
I eat you, wow, amigo. It's muy magnifico. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. But I want to have you.
It's a mucho caliente, muchacha.
Some of these chicks look broke as shit, though.
But I'm fucking legit as shit. I'm very fluent in Spanish.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm not fluent.
Just one season of Narcos.
I
started rolling my R's,
hey.
Even in the English language. Can I get a peanut butter and jelly? I started rolling my R's, even in English, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know why you were saying my name like that a few times, but I get it.
Yeah, see, now you understand.
I got it.
All right.
Whoa, why is she on this list?
Who's that?
She like, she's on fucking
she crack. She look at me, and she goes, oh my God. I've had the old bull. Now I want the young cat.
Now I want the bull. The young
cat. She grabs me by the wings. Shut the fuck up.
I love that fucking movie, man. Step Brothers is so shout out.
If you haven't watched it, go check it out. Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Step Brothers.
Yeah, if they haven't watched it, just log off the fucking Facebook. Log off the fucking thing. Don't even listen to us anymore if you haven't seen that. I'm just saying.
I think I'm going to go with this chick right here.
One of the greatest ones.
She's thick as peanut butter.
Nice. Adrian Bronner, currently in jail for parole violation. He wants a pen pal. He's lonely. Someone please write Adrian Bronner in jail.
Fucking bitch.
Future reportedly files countersuit against Sierra. Future was reportedly considering countersuing Ciara after she sued him for slander in
February.
In February, yeah.
2 months later. Okay.
2 months later, it appears he's following through with the countersuit. Awesome. Good job. Way to go. Rihanna's getting a documentary. Rihanna made her major film debut in Petersburg, 2012 action thriller Battleship.
Right.
Lily apparently made quite the impression on Berg, as should be subject to an upcoming documentary entitled Rihanna, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Rihanna, Rihanna. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I get them so too, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
know.
She's talking about it too, by the way.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Kanye West reportedly shot a music video for Raves in Scotland. Let me ask, why the fuck you have to go to the other side of the country for a fucking music video? Now, that if I was his fucking manager,
bro, Scotland is legit.
I would be like, listen, buddy, if you're going to Scotland, you better be going on vacation. And while you're there, we'll shoot a music video.
Bro, Scotland,
you know what I'm saying?
Scotland is legit, though.
We might have just needed a reason to go to Scotland.
And that's what it was. Hey, let's shoot the video. Waves.
Let's go to Scotland.
And he was like, no, we're not going. God damn it. What's her name?
I don't know. But
man,
you
got
to figure it out.
I got her.
I'm going with
Kate Austin. I'm going with Marilyn Hugh.
Woman Crush Wednesday.
Marilyn Hugh. Follow her on Instagram. She's a fucking baddie.
All right, guys.
She got a nice ass. She looks smart.
It's the Rel and Randy Show. Broadcasting live from the Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Please call in today. Let us hear your voice.
She takes nice pictures.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, man.
I think I'm in love.
Hit us up. We're about to go to one more real quick song before we jump into the topics. Hope you guys are ready to call in and get a little angry, a little riled up.
Fucking.
A little greased.
Greased.
Let's play this
fucking. You haven't said that in a long time.
Well.
Getting greased up.
Well, I'm going to get greased up here in a minute.
Get greased up. Especially when we get into these fucking topics today. Should get real nice and greased up.
Oh, bro, I'm going to get greased up when I fucking dive in with a pair of fucking scissors trying to get that baby out.
Yeah.
Here we go. Meek Mill's Trap Vibes. I think it's Summer 16 beat. Pretty funny.
Tell me out something, Cruz. I told Bostolini if them niggas hating, they going to suffer. I'm going up 100 every day. You know how I play. Skinny nigga in the bench truck, swinging through like a ninja. Summertime, bring them 30s out. Sell cool, put the sticks up. Wait, hold up. How can niggas go against us? Cold pussies wouldn't need shooters, see them roll on them like a limb brush. Still moving out the van door. We ain't leaving to the bricks up. Couple hundred, we gon' back seal them, just ride with them like a brick truck. Wait. Louboutins in a wrist bust. Bitch, you claiming I done been fucked. You ain't even got trip, bro. In the trenches in the Maybach. Fuck, I even got the 10 for. I know only nigga got one. Who the fuck I got a eye from? Bartolini riding shotgun. Shooters with a never mind them. Young niggas on Siegel Street. Where the Mac, they a ride shot. Wait. No side of Philly, my side of town. Bulletproof whip when I ride around. Woo. Niggas touch it when I'm not around. No. Wouldn't tell you that we're running city, but we moving. Gotta say we jogging now. Moving. Hit the city and we're running down. Ain't no running now, niggas out of bounds. Plug this, plug that. Niggas rapping, they ain't never sold nothing. Hold this, hold that. I ain't letting these niggas hold nothing. Summertime, niggas copping four whips. You can tell the load coming. Put my name on the flyer. All the traffic, all the bad hoes coming. Niggas dick riding other niggas. That's a trend now.
That's a trend now.
I'm still rocking with the same chases I've been around. Got so much work out, we might slim down. I'm so popping, all my haters turn friends now. Time is dancing like Mike Jackson. Shit shining like Mike Jackson. Moonwalking in a Rolls Royce through the rear view, see my life backwards. Percocets pop 2 10s on the 20, nigga. Now I ain't acting. So wavy, nigga, I ain't rapping. Can't tell me that I ain't swagging, no way. It's summer right here, nigga. We going up. Liddy. Philly. I'm with Rods in Atlanta. Bunch of drugs in the Fanta. Bunch of guns in the Fanta. Spending money like a scammer. My young niggas in the kitchen whipping, living large at the hammer. Ducking laws in the scammers. Free my dogs out the slammer. Black car, Panther. Shorty car, never answer. 24s in the mansion. Diamonds on me and they dancing. I don't really understand rappers. Niggas jumping on bandwagons. All these bands got my pants sagging. 63s on the bandwagon. 62s on the Maybach. Bitch, you coming for the payback. 62s in the pot, nigga.
club and you sending your cop money. Woo. All on the gram acting like that you got money. Woo. We looking at you like you need to stop money. Woo. You killing yourself with that little half a block money. I got that go to the mall and get what I want, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You the time open, I fall. That's what you want, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember back when I was broke, I only had one, hey. These suckers gon' hit you no matter you broke or you on paper.
Yeah, yeah.
100 bands, add it up. We getting money, they mad at us. Had the jeweler buying more Rollies. I don't think these niggas mad enough. Fuck them niggas, shit, we stuntin' on them. Niggas say ain't got nothing on us. Niggas that we never fought with, running, telling people that we fronted on them. Nigga made me put 100 on you. Do your dirty, put the drummer on you. Shots never stopping. Pop, 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 we'll run up on you. Dead bodies, homicide, headshot. Mama cry, cops looking, got an alibi. Lawyer money, nigga, buy time. Damn, my nigga cheat on his head. Oh, took in the lint on my nigga ain't dead. No, ball in Miami on Sunday we did. Oh, blowing on Reggie Infinity Grand. All black Panamera, white bitch named Samantha. White and black shit Benny, white and black shit Benny. Whipping it, right with a hunter, hunter.
I said this is one with the rest.
What up?
That was Meek Mills on that Summer 16 beat going in. That was actually legit.
He was. I'm telling you.
I mean, personally, I like his music, but I just didn't like the whole how he let Drake smash him like that, bro.
Man, there's got to be more to that story than we know. There's got to be.
I'm just saying.
The Ram and Randy Show, broadcasting live from Center State Studios. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Email us at rellowandrando@gmail.com. Have you checked that lately? I got to check it real quick.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm putting it on my phone. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That'll work. All that stuff. All that happens.
Sounds great. Hey. Anyway, let's jump right into it, man. Let's do it. You want to do the negative effects of social media, pros and cons, or?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, let's see. The negative effect of social media on society and individuals.
I got a lot of personal opinions about it, but let's see what
I do
say.
Too. Now, let me tell you this. I'm just going to read the headlines because it pretty much speaks for itself. But a negative effect is a false sense of connection.
Yeah, you said that.
Okay. People, you know, whatever. Anyways, right. Cyberbullying. People get on, you know, Facebook or whatever. Look, somebody.
Thugs.
Yeah. Slander. Decreased productivity.
I agree.
I do too. I've seen that. I witnessed that. Privacy. Issues with privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, that's it. So anyways, let's dive a little bit farther into these. A false sense of connection. I think that people rely on social media
right.
nowadays for more than just, like let's just take Facebook for instance, and we'll dive into Facebook.
Right.
Facebook was meant to keep up with your loved ones, your mm-hmm. friends, your family. You know what I'm saying? Like people like that, right?
Right.
Long story short, people get on Facebook and literally post meaningless trash bullshit on there.
Yeah.
And like you can get lost in that vortex, that Facebook vortex. And to me, it clearly is one of the worst things you can do with your life.
Bro, quick testimony.
Okay.
I was into the social media thing pretty hard back
right.
when it first dropped and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I deleted mine about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
About 2 years ago, I deleted it. And no lie, I did not know I had that much time in my life.
Until I deleted it.
I was like, man. When you Facebook alone takes up so much of your time and life
yeah.
that you don't even realize it.
That's true.
And
along with like texting and
yeah.
you know that bullshit.
It's crazy though. Like I was like, man, I really have this much time to do this and that. And I'd be like, and the only reason I know is because I sit there and be like, what would I be doing right now? And I was probably on fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's like time speeds up when you're on that shit. You'll be on there fucking around and be on that 30, 40 minutes before
not
you
even
know
it.
And didn't
yeah.
even look at shit but a bunch of dumb stuff like you were saying earlier. So that
like I said, you get trapped in that vortex, man.
Yeah,
and the time you could have spent doing something productive,
mm-hmm.
which is another category there,
right.
loss of productivity, you've been fucking liking and loving and sharing
the
love and hate
angry
and
face.
Cry and
yeah.
all this other shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, my whole take on it is people don't think things through online. There's no face-to-face. So you can't really gauge people's feelings as far.
Right.
Like, some people say stuff on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and don't even think about it. But, if there was a person in front of them, there's no way in hell they would say that type
right.
of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, you might get a girl who would post a picture of, you know, her, like, butt naked just covering herself up. Do you think when you meet her, you'd be like, hey, what's up? Let me see
right.
your body and this and that shit. Just take her clothes off and cover herself up.
No.
Ain't no way in hell she do that. So privacy is another issue where people, they do that shit. And then, you know, you go apply for a job. You go apply for a coaching, whatever. You go
right.
apply for, you know, tons of things in life. The first thing people do is they're going to pull up your social media. And what they're going to find on there is a fucking monster that you really aren't, but you made yourself due to the lack of, real that you lose when you get
right.
off social media, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as
I saw a story yeah. yesterday, I think it was talking about this going to privacy part. Like, everyone, like, I always been against the whole letting people know where my location is. I don't, even on my iPhone, I go all the way into the settings and disable it because it'll show you literally
where
you've been,
restaurant,
everything,
this and that, yeah.
how you got there, all of it. So,
yeah.
I disabled it. And I even, when they ask me, I don't want you to track my location. When
yeah.
I go on apps, I don't share my location. Unless
mm-hmm.
I don't care for you to know. But it was a story. It was talking about a friend, this guy, this girl or whatever. I think it was a couple, actually. They went on vacation, and they were sharing a location. And a friend of theirs robbed him.
Nice.
Broke in the house and robbed him. And
right.
they were saying the reason why he knew was because he saw on
Facebook yeah.
that they had shared that they was out of town.
Well,
so it's like, you got to be careful about that type of stuff. With sharing your location and stuff like that. And then it's first of all, it's always been creeps in the world, always.
Yeah.
And you know, you have stalkers. Social media, a lot of them make it easier, especially if you're sharing your location. Like, think about if you had a legit creeper and you want to share everywhere you was at,
right?
Everything you was doing, he could just like follow you just with no problem because you know. It's, so you got to be careful, man.
Now, I'll tell you what I've done in the past, and I've caught myself doing it, and I'm trying to shy away from it a little bit. Is I get to the point where I see some girls post up some stuff online,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, damn, she's sexy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I see that she lives in the area, and I go out, you know, I'll find her house, and I'll look through the windows, and I'll, you know, just jack off. And then,
right.
like, me doing that, I've realized that their neighbors, they usually call the cops, and they don't like that.
Right.
So if there wasn't social media, I wouldn't be getting in trouble like this.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
You'd be completely fine.
And I mean, I've only done it 12 times. Who's counting? But I've only done it 12 times.
Right.
And it's only been to heftier women. So now
thank God for social media.
Right. See, now the problem is with me, another issue I have with social media is if I'm going to go on there and look for a date, don't go posting up these pictures from a long time ago. I'm so sick of getting there expecting a skinny woman. And then, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, one time it was a skinny girl, but I was just looking in the wrong window. It was her sister. She fucking eats all the food, man. I'm telling you what. But other than that, I've been pretty consistent with fat chicks. And I don't like to jack off to fat chicks.
That's a problem. And
yeah,
it's not your problem.
It's social media's
it's
problem.
It's social media's problem.
Yeah. You know why?
She takes a look at me and she goes, oh, my God. I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf. And she grabs me by the wiener.
Shut the fuck up!
And she just grabs me by the wiener.
And she plays this.
Yeah.
I
don't either. Here we go. And this is what I run away from. Like, you understand? Like, I run around. Away from the window. Even
my for taste those on social media And sometimes, hey, just take a moment out to really, like, actually face-to-face with people, you know what I'm saying? Because, like texting, you don't have a tone. There's no tone.
You're right.
When you're writing a message on Facebook or you posting something on Facebook. And another thing is people take everything so literal, too. Like, just because I do this all the time. Like, I'll post some shit and they'll be like, oh, are you talking about so-and-so? No, I'm not fucking talking about this. But I'm not talking about no damn body. I just saw it on a movie or I saw it on something, so I'm posting it, you know? And that kind of makes me not want to post stuff because everything is always has to be about someone. It's just like, so that's why I stay away from it.
See, that's another thing, man, is people get all in their feelings about, you know, just something and they get on Facebook. You get what I'm saying? Like, to me, Facebook is a great tool, man, as far as, like, keeping in touch with your family, as far as promoting a business, promoting your brand, if you know what I'm saying, or your music, or your whatever you do socially. That's what it's there for. It's not for your business. It's not for your dirty laundry. It's not for you to go on there and literally show people things you would not tell them in person. That's what we need to really get down to the nitty-gritty. You're talking about people who get on here, you know what I'm saying, and they put shit on here.
And then they wonder why everybody in their business.
And then they wonder why they get called hoes and get invited to fucking Randy's party.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I need some slut buckets dragging their feet.
So guess where we go to?
Facebook. Find the thoughts.
Yep.
If you've ever gotten a fucking invite to my party, I'm not necessarily calling you a thought, but definitely not calling you.
Psych, we're just kidding, guys.
Nah, what I'm saying is...
Nah, I get you, bro.
Yeah, you know,
you're right.
We get on here and we look for the hottest bodies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We tell them we got fucking cocaine.
Yep.
And then what do? They roll their asses up in here
and we bait them in, too. That's the whole thing. They think we have no idea. Nah, because we see someone else talking about it. So like, oh, there you go. And we write a list and we plan. We wait a month. We write a whole list of fucking hottie thotties. And then what we do is we send out a message and we just so happen to add you guys in there.
Oh, we're watching them.
Yeah.
Oh, we're tracking them down. Gain over about 30 pounds in a month, you need to update your photo.
Yep.
Because like I said earlier, I'm getting real sick of this shit. You get what I'm saying?
A few of you guys on there posting beach pics from last year.
Yeah.
This year.
I'll tell you what now. If you post a picture, a video of you twerking, I'll be jerking. You get what I'm saying?
He be jerking.
So know that.
To your twerking.
Know that. Know that if you put a picture of that ass or them titties or that cleavage.
And what they don't know
or
about
a
you.
Video. Oh, shit.
What they don't know about you is when you see him in person, you're whipping out of the jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, you did it online.
Yeah. Hot. Come on.
You're not going to do anything else.
Shit me.
You keep it real.
I keep this shit real. Yeah. Hey.
Oh,
you know what? You show a little stomach or something. I'm telling you what, I'm pulling it out. I'm jerking.
If you show it online, you should want to show it in person.
I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
I'm fully exposed everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
And you know what? I'm really starting a campaign against zippers.
You don't like
just
zippers?
Just rip that shit out real fast because, you know,
like,
sometimes you
like
can get it out. Huh?
Like boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wear two pairs of boxers. But I tell you what, you're right. Next time I see somebody who's been twerking, your boy's about to put some work in.
Oh, you can smack the ass real nice. Like a real good smack.
Well, you know, some people get offended, but...
You shouldn't. I mean, you do it online. Why can't you touch it?
It's the Rail and Randy Show, broadcasting live from Center State Studios, Wildwood, Florida. Guest calling number is 516-418-5758. Hit us up, man.
We got a little rant. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We should talk about cyberbullying, though, for a little bit.
Cyberbullying, man, you know a lot
internet
of people.
Thugs. We ain't got to get into that. That's kind of like.
Internet thugs. Nah, we can get into that.
That's kind
of
like.
A lot of people nowadays revert back to, you know, the skinny guy used to get picked on and he whipped somebody's ass. Everybody be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit don't happen that often, right? But now these skinny guys are online and these fat guys. They're all beefed up and ready to fight something, but they can't fight verbally. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a well-oiled machine to last in the world today because it's so much of social media and then personal interaction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a fucking man like me, stout as it's about, I'm telling you what, you better be fucking well-versed, educated, and witty, and then you better be fucking stacked like fucking Pepsi displays at Walmart.
What? No one Randy fucks with his soft.
Nobody I fuck with his soft. Nobody. Anyways. Hey.
Sorry. I was getting
one.
I'm just trying to...
I'm telling you what, baby. Oh, shit, that's not what I wanted to do.
Shit.
They think the paper is status of the pictures. Making people feel bad about themselves. Cyberbullying. Hacking into profiles and posting to them. Hostile. Spread rumors. Use social network sites that can cause personally brain disorders in children.
Brain disorders?
Such an inability to have real conversations.
Okay.
Limited attention spans and need for instant gratification. Attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, and self-centered personality. Damn, this shit's spot on.
That is, bro.
That is spot on.
I think they need to, you need to read that again without a message on.
You think so?
Yeah, you do.
I just
calmed me down because I was getting worked up when you got when just now.
Okay, let's see.
A con of this social media. Guys, listen, this is a con. Facebook guys, listen to this shit. This is a con.
The use of social networking sites can cause personality and brain disorders in children, such as the inability to have real conversations, limited attention span, a need for instant gratification, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and self-centered personality. As soon as you put a status on there, you want to get a like, you want to get a this or that, man, fuck all
and
that
guess
shit.
What? And if you don't, some people, like, seriously feel some type of way about it.
Yeah.
I post on Instagram all the time, and I get, like, 5 or 6 likes.
Man, you know, some people have really gone through some shit with social media, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man.
So.
Anyway.
Social media is definitely detrimental to the.
It is.
To the, yeah.
It ain't no fucking.
You know what it is? You gotta find the balance with
happy
that shit.
Happy medium.
You do, and I mean a balance, as in like you check that shit. Because me
there's no
personally,
there's
to
no
be
pros.
Honest,
there's
no,
no, pros.
No, there is advertising for yourself and your brand.
Do it the old way.
Students interact on there.
Do it the old
job
way.
Postings. Business advertisement, all that stuff. It's a pro. But now let me tell you something, bro. You got to find that balance. So, like, to be honest, me, I check mine about
pros or more pros than cons.
It depends on how you look at it, because you can discredit all the cons, you can discredit
you
all the pros. For me personally, it's more cons. So I have to take a step back and remove myself a little bit from it, but at the same time realize that it's a great tool to do certain things.
Right.
So, like I said, man, check it like 3 times a week. Spend your little time on there. Do your posting. But I promise you, all the same videos in circulation, all the same. You know what I'm saying?
If
like, all that
your,
shit
if you get
same.
On your goddamn social media, get on your cause it's smartphones, you get on your nice handy dandy phone, and you look on there, and it shows that you spent 20 hours in a week on Facebook, you have a fucking problem.
Yeah, true that, cuz.
Seriously. Because you've been looking. They'll tell you how many hours you've been on these social media sites. If you spent 20 hours on any social media, you got a serious fucking issue.
You know what, man? I got something I need to do real quick. I got a guy who's gonna call in and give us some sex tips.
All right, well, let's get into the next topic.
Okay, let's
before
do it real
the
quick.
Sex tips,
okay, yeah, sure.
We're gonna fuck them all up.
Sure. Okay.
All right.
The next topic is abortion. Pros and cons. Now I'm just gonna run through again. Like I said, I'm gonna run through the headlines of this. Pros and cons. Okay. Right now I'll do the pros.
Want me to do cons?
Yeah, you can do the cons.
Okay. You do one pro, I do a con.
Well, you do a pro. You pick a pro, and then I'll pick a con.
Okay.
Just because we can.
All
right. We got each side. You pick one, and I'll try to counteract yours, and we'll see.
All
at right. The bottom of the list, we'll see who's the winner. Go for it. Which one you got, cousin?
I like number 2.
Okay, go for it.
Reproductive choice empowers women by giving them control over their own bodies.
Okay. The,
you want me to read all
nope,
that stuff?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Abortion is murder. Which one shut which one down? I shut your shit down.
You
let's
did.
Just
100%. That's
okay.
Why I chose. That's why I was like, okay, yeah, it does, but I
okay.
Mean. All right, check this one out.
Okay, go ahead.
Fetuses are incapable of feeling pain when most abortions are performed. Most, that's the key word.
Fetuses are incapable, and it says fetuses feel pain during the abortion procedure.
Exactly.
So these contradict each other,
exactly.
So no one wins. But I can
what
also
say,
tell you what I was going to say.
20 weeks?
After 20 weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Abortion is killing of a human being, which defies the word of God. Now, if you believe in God,
yeah, you can cut that out. You need to cut God. I'm not trying to cut God out, but you can even cut God out.
Right.
It's still killing. Now, I will, personally,
right,
real quick, I'll say this. I've known some people that have had abortions.
Right.
And I know a specific person that had an abortion. And of course, I'm not going to say any names, but they told me this. They was like, she said she did it because it was, she said she was already struggling,
okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And I know I'm not going to get deep into the situation, because, but it was a crazy situation. She did it because she already had a kid. She was already struggling. And the guy that was with her or whatever, and I hope, don't bash too much, because I'll explain it to you a little more later. But anyway, so she did it because she was like, I'm already struggling to feed one, and I feel selfish by bringing another kid into the world and taking one, taking food out of another kid's mouth.
Yeah.
And I know more in detail about the story.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just say the guy had another kid on the way.
Okay.
And
so he wasn't gonna be real.
Yeah. He at the same exact time, and the other girl had no idea, and you know, and it was like, she was like, why would I put my daughter through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she had no idea. So it's kind of, so I get some situations, you kind of like, I kind of get it, you know, or rape, you kind of, you understand it, you know, and, but then it's something, it's when the ones I don't understand and the ones I don't like is when you just blatantly are abandoning your responsibility as a person.
Right.
And the thing is, though, that stuff has a long-term effects on your body as a woman, you know? So we calling someone?
Yeah, I'm not talking
about
somebody.
Abortions. I feel like if you have a legit reason and it's justified, I think it's all right.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Within a certain amount of time. If you wait till 22 weeks to kill a kid, that's, you know, it's kind of fucked up. Because they feel that shit. What do you think?
I wasn't listening.
Well, you shouldn't have said you weren't listening. You should have been like,
I agree.
Should have been like,
I totally agree.
Well, so, you know, my own fucking co-host up here is now you fucking listening to how I feel about abortion. This is the problem with the,
I promise you, though. Nah, it's not.
No, I'm kidding, bro.
Let's see. I'm just going to roll down real quick.
No, I want your personal opinion.
My personal opinion is I think abortions are wrong. Due to the fact that you can give your baby up for adoption, you don't have to kill that thing. But you know, a lot of females get so damn self-centered. They say, "Oh, I don't want my stomach to grow. I don't want to get stretch marks. I don't want." Now that's against the fucking point. Now let me tell you what the fucking point is for me. Is these women sit up here, spread their legs. They have the choice to do that. You know what I'm saying? They have the choice to get in. Now, if you are raped, if you are taken advantage of, if you do not want this man, female, whatever on top of you, there is a fucking way that you can, you know, what do they call that? With a clear conscience, go into an abortion clinic and get that done.
Right.
But other than that, if it's on you, you need to fucking own up to your mistake. Do what you know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do and take care of that baby, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they say a child's a blessing. It seriously is, man. A child is a blessing. You never know what kind of shit a child can get you out of, as far as like keeping you out of trouble.
I seriously straddled the fence on it, bro, to be honest.
No, everyone has, bro. Everyone has.
Because I'm also for, especially if you're going to bring a child into the world, you can't take care of it.
Right.
Like, why bring a child into the world and it's going to suffer?
No, that's the thing. Bringing that child into the world, first of all, there's too many programs that can help you out.
Bro,
but second of all, you can give that baby up for an adoption. There's a shortage of babies couples who want.
We say that, but you have to also think about what the emotions women go through. They have to carry that child for 9 months, and then you say give it away?
I don't give a shit. That's their fault.
I know that. I'm just saying. You asking a woman after 9 months, her carrying a child, you asking her to give it away.
Listen, man.
Women can't do that. Can't make a decision like that.
I'm not saying.
Some can, some can't. I think selfless ones can. You know, if you seriously know that you're not going to be able to provide a life for them, you can make that decision. That takes a lot.
But abortions cause so much psychological damage in women, period.
Right.
They, you know what I'm saying? They can get. If you give a baby up for adoption, first of all, you're not going to suffer as much psychologically. And down the road, you can reconnect with that child.
Bro.
You can. And a lot
you're
of people
giving
say
your kid away. You're giving it away.
You're giving that child to a better situation.
Right, I get it, but you're still giving it away.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, you're saying...
What's wrong with...
What I'm saying, you're talking about the psychological
damage. What's better to do?
I know
you
know
what's better. Would you rather pull the fucking trigger and shoot a little kid in the head Or would you rather say, okay, go with this person? Who's going to treat you better than me
shooting
you in the fucking head? No, that's in the grand scheme of things, that's what we're talking about. You're either killing this baby or you're going to birth it and do whatever you're going to do with it. Now, what I'm saying is, to put it in perspective, would you rather shoot this child in the head or would you rather give him away?
And
or her?
But that's not, also,
yes or no, what is it? Which one would you rather do?
I'm not saying I'm going to shoot a kid in the head, bro.
Well,
you
come
can't,
on.
You
which
can't,
one is it,
you
then?
You can't say that. You can't say because we're not shooting
that's
a kid in the head.
That's what you're doing. Abortion is considered murder.
Abortion,
it is a murder.
It's not shooting someone in the head.
What is it? It's fucking taking tweezers and picking
no,
his fucking
even,
head?
It's,
or is it a squishy head?
No, it's not tweezers. Come on. I'll just
come on, buddy. Like, a doctor's not in there fucking, you know. Come here.
You're not. If you give a child away, think about the emotional damage and trauma it goes through. Growing up, realizing that these people that raised them not their real parents. Either way it goes, there's
no
easy
answer.
No. You can't deny that. If you give a kid up for abortion, that kid, and then you want to still be like, you can make that decision now if you want to still be
a
viable
child
when you get
older. If you found out
they still go through problems, bro.
Hey, you are an adopted child. Tuck's not your real dad.
He didn't adopt me.
No, but I'm saying to the point where you have another person parenting you.
He's not, but I was not adopted. I was raised by my mother.
Not metaphorically, but genetically.
Not even.
I
was raised by my mom, bro. All
right.
Until the age of 13, I wasn't adopted by anyone. I knew who I was. I'm just saying, and I knew who my father was. What I'm saying is a kid grows up not knowing who their parents are or one of them are, and they find
women,
about when you think as a child growing up, my mom didn't want me. My real mother didn't want me.
That's not the case.
That's what happens when they find out that they have
another kid. Hold on, bro, listen. And then their mom or dad listen, you know, they reach out or whatever. But what I'm saying is my issue with abortion is it's just a way out now. Women use that as a contraceptive.
They
get an abortion every fucking quarterly in a year, they get an abortion, right?
I had numbers, actually. I strive to fence with it because in some cases, I feel like it's okay.
It is a big decision, but the biggest decision you need to realize is either you're going to take something's life or you're going to give it life. You did the deed, buddy. You fucking juiced this hoe.
Yeah.
Whatever hoe it is. Because if you're not happy with having a child, it's obvious, you know, it's obviously not with the woman you love. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're fucking dicking and sticking a chick and you don't love this bitch and you juice her, you're a fucking moron, first of all. Second of all, you shouldn't feel sorry for you or her, yourself or the woman, because you're the two idiots that did that act. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't sit up here and say, oh, you know, no, abortion should be out of the question unless it's a rape. That's all there is to
it,
bro.
I disagree, bro.
Listen, we can disagree on this and then agree on something else. What I'm going to say is, you fucking wrong, bitch.
No, I'm not wrong, bro. You wrong.
No, there ain't no way I'm wrong. I'm trying to tell you, there's so many things.
There's a lot of circumstances where it's like, you...
All right, listen, you give me three reasons why abortion is right, and I'll give you fucking three reasons why abortion is wrong.
You just saw a whole bunch of them.
But tell me.
I'm just saying.
But tell me.
That's why I say I strive for fence, because guess what? I agree with both sides of it. Sometimes
you can't
straddle
the fence. Either yes or no.
I'm not, you pull the trigger
on this little fucking Down syndrome having ass baby, which is another reason why I do a fucking abortion.
See, that's fucked up, though.
That ain't fucked
up. It is fucked up. So,
hold on.
You don't kill a perfectly healthy kid, but you kill one with Down syndrome, which you can live a full life with Down syndrome.
Listen, hold on. Time out. You give that little Down syndrome baby up for adoption, and I feel really bad about that for the rest of my life. But other than that, I'm not going to sit around and listen to somebody. His first word is not going to be, Down, you. Yeah.
But all Down syndrome kids don't have those type of issues. Not all of them, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking 7. Yeah, dad. Oh, shit, it said dad.
That's even worse, bro. So you want to get rid of a deformed kid?
No, you know what?
I'm lying.
Because I know that little guy will never do anything in his life besides work for me like a slave. I'd have him fucking doing the gardens outside.
You're horrible, bro. 100%.
Oh, chill amigo.
100% horrible.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, Randy.
It's a crotch party right up in here. Why don't you lick on this big joint?
Stop it, Dale. Stop it. Stop it.
Right, man, seriously.
Nah, you fucked up, bro.
I would have a good ass little servant. Bro, he would know my routine. He would bring me my slippers like they do in Gromit, Wallace and Gromit.
I'm not killing
anything. Oh, you fucking murderer.
All right, bro. You said you would get rid of the Down syndrome baby versus the healthy one.
Well, I wouldn't. I would get rid of it. I would get rid of it as far as like giving it an opportunity to have a perfectly good life because it would be slaving. It would be slaving.
Brian said you fucked up. You messed up.
Man, so glad to shut up, man.
Hannah said she agreed with you until that last point.
Hey, listen, Hannah, you got to understand. If you have a Down syndrome baby, you got to make the best of that shit. And when I say he'll be giving great foot rubs, like I'm gonna have him good at shit. Like, I know this. You might not be good at one thing, but you can be really good at spreading jelly on sandwiches. You can be really good at playing tic tac toe four in a row. And that's a new game. That's a new game, four in a row.
This dude getting into fucking.
You can
get rid of goddamn.
No, you don't get rid of them. You use them.
First he said he found the kid.
That's modern day slavery.
He said get rid of them.
No, I was bullshit. Modern day slavery. And we know. You know what I'm talking about? Let's take this shit back to the fucking 30s, bro.
Talking about that with your black co-host, slavery.
What's wrong with that? I'm not talking about enslaving black people. I'm talking about enslaving retards.
The fact that you... So what, bro?
I wouldn't abort him.
Racist, man.
I wouldn't abort him.
Racist and a fucking...
So you'd put him... You'd enslave him?
Yeah. He'd be my young slave.
He's
not going to school. No, there's no use for him going to school. Nobody's ever let him use his... Listen, my young retarded son... Man, God, I feel really bad. Right? This shit just hit me, man.
Bro, Down syndrome kids, they can live full lives, even by themselves.
Yeah, whatever. I feel real bad right now. Let's change the fucking subject.
No, you should feel horrible.
No, I shouldn't.
You should. You just.
I'm talking about a goddamn kid doing foot rubs.
You said you'll make a Down syndrome kid your slave.
As long as he knows two snaps means rub my feet, I'm going to keep him. That's it. Two snaps. Come here, little dummy. I don't even know his name. Little dummy. And he's over here fucking rubbing my feet like he'll use his own spit for lubrication. He has no need for oils. None of that stuff.
Bro,
just because one side of his head's a little bigger than the other doesn't mean he can't spread jelly on fucking toast. Doesn't mean can't bring me slippers. Doesn't mean he can't go outside and fetch the paper with his mouth. Now, that'd be cool, right? When I see dogs do that shit, I'm like, damn, that's awesome. If I had my Down syndrome kid do that, don't you think it'd be the same level of awesome, if not magnified? Don't you think?
You're a horrible person.
I could literally read the funnies. I could read the funnies to him, and guess what? He probably won't even laugh. Fucking retard. Anyways.
You just offended everyone with a retard kid.
Nah, man, listen. I'm going to tell you like this.
I seriously did.
I'm going to tell you like this.
100%, bro.
No, I didn't. I gave him a new avenue. I gave him a new avenue.
They have plenty of avenues, and you just enslaved them.
You know what? To be honest, let's reset. All these retarded kids out here, I got work for you. I got feet. I got all that shit. But nah, man, I ain't got nothing against retarded people, man. They can't choose that. Seriously, I ain't got nothing against it. I know, look, there's white people, black people, fast people, slow people, Mexican, whatever you want to be. Everybody gets the brunt of the joke. And today it was retarded people. Of course I love retarded people, bro. Of course I do. By you. I love retarded people. That's all there is to it. And if anybody opposes my thinking, call into the show so I can cuss you out because I love good quality foot rubs. listen, man, it's the Rel and Randy Show.
He's going to start Foot
Foundation. And you know what? That might be the most successful thing ever. They'll be like, oh, they're only charging $6 over there.
I do know they have an autistic car wash down in South Florida. It's nothing but all autistic kids that work there.
Great. Somebody took
but
my idea already.
It's pretty legit. They say some of them sit there and literally just focus on.
Does the owner have a whip?
the owner actually wanted his kids. His son actually is autistic. That's what made him think of it.
That's cool, man. Hey, listen. I'm going to do something great with my normal son.
It's in South Florida and Jacksonville.
Who cares? It's an autistic car wash. I'm not going there. They're going to have bug shit all over my car still.
It's like one of the most... It's pretty...
Don't defend the shit. You've never been there.
I read a whole story about it.
And what do they say? They dry the car real good. They pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
They shined up my new shoes. And you don't think I'm right for saying they give good foot massages?
No, you talking about your own kid. You're saying enslaving your kid.
Well, you are. You gone bitch made on me.
No,
your
I didn't.
Kids live under tyranny anyways.
See?
Right
kids
now,
live under tyranny.
They do.
You gotta be shitting me.
They do.
Gotta be shitting me. Bro, seriously, $6 right now, I'll give you the best foot massage in the world. You wouldn't do that? You would deprive a little retarded kid of that? You're fucked. You're the one who's fucked up, not me.
Like, let's say
own
like,
that shit.
Let's say something happened to one of your kids and they ended up, like, not being able to take care of themselves. You would enslave them to rub your feet and stuff when they can't, you know?
If that's what they could do, yeah.
All right, cool.
Hey, man. It's the Bell and Randy Show. We appreciate you guys listening. Listen in on Friday.
Man.
Call in, man. Interact. 516-418-5758. You got any closing thoughts, man?
I appreciate everybody, like I always say. Fucking great talk.
Great talk.
Hit him with the fucking Mexican song.
Friday, we're going to be doing topics. We're going to be talking about how do we defeat racism. Also, we're going to be talking about time management with your wife, your significant other, your girlfriend, tips and tricks, and how much time is enough. I think religion, we're going to say that for Monday. Because I did a little research on both of those.
All right.
I haven't done any on those. Actually, I did start doing some of the religion stuff.
What do you do on Monday?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But, yeah, man, signing off, man. We appreciate you guys listening. This right here is PNB Rock. He's an artist out of New Jersey. Check him out. He's definitely good. He teamed up with Fetty Wap on this. It's called Spend the Night. It's a great track. This one's going
to
take
everyone's
us out.
Everyone's fucking good to you, bro.
PNB Rock.
Everyone's
good. Now, listen, you're right. I've refined my music because the shit I was putting on here was trash. I'm sorry. PNB Rock, Spend the Night.
wall. The neighbors say you through the wall. Girl, every time I get them dogs.